Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah!
play a song, and I want you in the sanctuary. And even you at home with your family, you can get up and go around and at the very least give them a fist bump and tell them that you love them with the love of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. we're going to have a super gifting of the Most High
amen,
God. Our Holy Ghost filled tongue talking, fire baptizing, demon destroyed, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word.
Hallelujah.
I believe without a shadow of a doubt.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That Jesus is Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
In her life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, somebody needs to say praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Somebody needs to tell me about PSD.
Hallelujah.
PSD. Don't take it if it's not yours. Don't say it if it's not true. And don't do it if it's not right.
Amen. By the Institute of Biblical Learning in the city of Baltimore, the state of Maryland, this 27th day of August, 2023, Dr. Earl C. Byrd, Bishop, and William E. Byrd, Pastor.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. And this is also a gift. The Holy Ring gift is a key thing that represents the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. He got the oil. There's the oil. Okay.
Thank you. Father God, we just thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Point your hand.
Lord God, for the hunger that he has, Lord God, for the word of God. Lord God, continue to fill a cup. Continue, Lord God, to overflow. Let it run over, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Continue, Lord God, to bless everything that our hand touches, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Go before, Lord God, as he goes to the minister. Go before, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, everything he touches, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless his Father. In the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord, everybody that he witnessed to. Hallelujah. About you. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, continue to open up an understanding, Lord God, as he sits down to the word. Hallelujah. Fill her up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Father God. In thy name, with you, continue to bless the Lord. Her family, her household, her children, her grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Everything she does, everything, Lord God, she has a desire to do. Hallelujah. All the endeavors of her heart, Lord God.
Yeah.
She may not even speak, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So we'll
thank you, Lord.
Glory of God.
Thank you.
We thank God.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank God for Prophet Cynthia today that we started. Prophet Cynthia is the organizational intercessor.
Thank you.
And she started today intercession at 2:30 prior to the service time.
Thank you.
So there's a special anointing in this place. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Father, for the anointing that you have ushered into this place today. Hallelujah. Elder QBD, you need to get ready for your presentation.
The babies, are they here? No,
I will be in the Okay.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Well, before you come, Pastor Peter.
Hallelujah.
If you would do us the favor of doing the housekeeping suggestion
on
this afternoon.
Yes, hallelujah. Have your Bibles ready. We thank you. Well, say thanks, first of all, to all of our new listeners. Hallelujah. Get your Bibles ready. Hallelujah.
Excuse me. Pastor Peter, I need to say this real quick. When we say Bible, it's nice to have the Bible app on your cell phone. But that's not the Bible. Because a lot of stuff comes on that cell phone. Good, bad, and ugly. But we want you to have the Bible. Y'all up in here, if I ask you to read something from the Bible, I don't mean from your cell phone. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
I want it from the Bible.
Amen. Yes.
I didn't say cell phone.
Thank you.
I didn't say cell pad or whatever you call those things. I didn't even say computer.
Hallelujah.
From the Bible. The children said B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. I didn't hear nothing about your cell phone. So up in here, I'm not knocking anybody else. No other church, no division, whatever. But in here, if I ask you to read the scripture, please bring it from the Bible. And when I say the Bible, now, we have a lot of versions. There's one authorized person. And I believe it was authorized by God because so many thousands of people were killed trying to stop it.
Amen. Amen.
That's the King James Version.
Amen.
Yeah, we could get explanations and whatever. We can get a little more information from other versions. But you gotta watch out for that too.
Amen.
But the Bible, the bottom line is the King James Version.
Yes.
See, that's the Bible that has 788,280 words. That's the Bible that has 1,189 chapters.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
And that's the Bible that has the Old Testament and New Testament.
That's right.
The five subdivisions in the Old Testament and five subdivisions in the New Testament. That's the Bible I'm talking about. The 1611 King James Version Bible.
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
I hope y'all understand.
Amen.
And so y'all don't get offended. I didn't say don't read the NIV, the New Standard Version, the Living Bible, the Message Bible, or the Amplified. I love the Amplified because it's based on the King James Version Bible.
Yes.
So I love that. That's a companion book. But when I ask you to read such and such from the Bible, I'm not talking about any of those others. I'm talking about the authorized.
Amen.
Okay? Thank you, Pastor Peter, for indulging me. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
With housekeeping suggestions.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Get your Bibles ready. Hallelujah. And I think you know which one we're talking about. Take out your composition notebook, an ink pen, a pencil, a highlighter. Hallelujah. Take out your communion element. Hallelujah. Have it ready for when we break bread. Hallelujah. Write down names of people you want to stay in proxy for. Hallelujah. People you know may need healing. Hallelujah. In their body and their mind. Hallelujah. Don't forget to write down your family members' names that you want to put into the atmosphere while we pray for our family and our friends. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget to reset those alarms. Hallelujah. 5 minutes prior to the time of us starting. Every morning, 7 a.m., praise and worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a difference it makes in your day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Then Tuesday evening, hallelujah, Bible study. Hallelujah. Wednesday evening at 7, our midweek victory service. Hallelujah. This also should be in your calendar because we get ready to go on to another month. Hallelujah. The second Friday of the month is Men's and Women's Fellowship. From 7 to 7:40 is the Men's Fellowship, and 7:50 until 8:30 is the Women's Fellowship. Hallelujah. We have a great time in the Lord around the Word of God. Hallelujah. We may not even tell you what the subject is going to be, but it's going to be scripture-based. Hallelujah. And it's going to bless your heart. Hallelujah. And on Sundays at 3 p.m., hallelujah, it's our Sunday is our International Victory Miracle Service, heard all over the world. So if you're going to Africa, you're going to Madagascar, hallelujah, for vacation, or hallelujah, or Chile, or Poland, hallelujah, tune us in, you can still hear it. Hallelujah. You go on vacation, take us with you. Don't forget the Lord when you go on vacation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't forget, hallelujah, the first and second Sunday. First of all, don't forget to pull up our website. That's rymmi.org to see what the mission and vision of this ministry is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We also have a new cash app that is $TPH2023. Hallelujah. We also have a GoFundMe page, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. Hallelujah. When you sow, when you have a need, sow a seed. When you sow the seed, sow it according to the harvest that you want to reap. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Sow
the seed according to the harvest that you want to reap. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Whoa. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't forget the first and second Sundays of the month is the Potter's House Challenge and the Pastor's Corner with yours truly.
Yes.
The first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have our Good News Youth Club with the young people. Hallelujah. Being taught the Word of God by Elder Keithy Stevenson. Y'all, they're getting ready to go back to school. They need the Word of God.
Yes.
They need to be covered. Hallelujah. We need to pray over them before they go back to school.
Yes. hallelujah, for God's protection. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And on that fourth Sunday, they're able to share with us what they learned in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. They're able to quote scriptures and read and even present, hallelujah, to the congregation a gift that was with the word of God on it. But then also the Sunday, hallelujah, that a visiting minister comes in and shares the word of God with us, brings us the right now word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the visiting minister for this month and this Sunday, this day, is Pastor Viola Wright of the Bible Way Church of God in Christ.
Yeah.
Right here in Baltimore City. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Holy woman of God, for bringing us the word of God. Hallelujah. For letting us know what that says the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And then after the service, we'll be having a free fellowship meal. Come out and just chill, have fellowship with the saints of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for our new edifice. Hallelujah. We'll let you know when the move-in date is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah for what he's doing. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beautiful edifice. Beautiful dining hall. Hallelujah. Beautiful offices. Beautiful classrooms. Hallelujah. We thank God for what he's doing. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for blessing through the homeless ministry. We thank God for all that he's able to bless us to do. Hallelujah. We thank God for the shower stations in northeast, southwest Baltimore City. Hallelujah. Be able to bless them, be able to feed them and clothe them. Hallelujah. Get them child ready skills. Hallelujah. Watch God bless and add on to the church, through the homeless ministry. Hallelujah. We thank God for every life that we're able to touch. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We ask you also to keep Dr. Haleem Rasul in your prayers. Hallelujah. We're still collecting pennies. Hallelujah. For Uganda. Hallelujah. Keep her and her team and pastor, his name is Bishop Pierce, in your prayers. Hallelujah, hallelujah, as they minister to the people in Uganda. Hallelujah. Keep them in your prayers. Hallelujah. As they travel the airways back and forth. Hallelujah. Pray for the greatness of their return. Hallelujah to the U.S. Hallelujah. Thank God for all the ministry that's going on over there in Africa. Hallelujah. Through the people and the saints of God. Hallelujah. We thank God even for our postal partners. Any and everyone that blesses the church with the seed offering through the through our post office box, which is 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. And through the cash app, hallelujah, we are sending you a thank you gift. Hallelujah. Just for blessing us, we want to bless you. Hallelujah. We also want you to keep this date in mind, September the 30th. That's our Super Saturday. Hallelujah. Whatever month has a fifth Saturday or fifth Sunday, we have a Super Saturday or Super Sunday. And in the month of September, we have a Super Saturday, and we are having praise in the park. Hallelujah. 825 Riverside Drive in Essex, Maryland. We are having praise and worship and food and fun and fishing. Hallelujah. You don't have to have a license to fish there. Hallelujah. Come out. Please call 410-444-5152 and let us know your name and how many is in your party. Hallelujah. So we have enough food to cover everybody. We thank God. Join it. Just come out. Hallelujah. Let us know. Hallelujah. We're glad to have you calling all former King's kids. Word and faith fellowship. Hallelujah. Tell the other King's kids. Hallelujah. Come on out. We want you to be there. Hallelujah. And the young people right now are having a fundraiser. Hallelujah. For a donation of $5, you're able to send a bag that has 5 scripture wristbands in it. Hallelujah. Use these wristbands, hallelujah, as a token of love to people that you are witnessing to. They are a good witnessing tool. Hallelujah. People may not want to receive a book from you, but you giving them a gift, a wristband, yes, they are accepting it. And they put it right on their hand, right on their arm. I was told one lady, she put it on the ankle. Hallelujah. down in the mouth doing it, and you look down at that wristband.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And it's just the word of God that you need. Hallelujah. We just thank God for all that he's doing, all that he's done, and all that he's going to do.
Yes.
We just bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestion on this afternoon. And I just want to give a little sidebar. When you come fishing, please bring your fishing rod and your bait. They don't allow you to jump into the water and fish that way. You got to bring a fishing rod. Hallelujah.
Oh,
and for those, you must have good eyesight or you're double jointed if you put them on the wristbands on your ankle. And you want to check out what you got on your Lord have mercy. That's a good thing. You got good eyesight or you're double jointed to see what's on your wristband on your ankle. You notice we said wristband, but that's all right. You have a wrist. Well, anyway, I'm going to stop. Lord, y'all pray for Brother Bird. Is that all right?
Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, I need to ask Elder Cubie. Now, how many minutes do you think you're going to need to make your presentation?
I'll be 10 minutes
faster. 10 minutes? Hey, Siri, create them all for 10 minutes.
Jesus, I
shall please. All right, I'm trying to get the miracle. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
All right, and the clock has started already. Let's do this music. Oh, Lord. I got the music. Wait a minute. Here's the music. Here's the music. I
Yeah.
So joyfully and gorgeously helps us out.
Thank you.
And we see
them the word like this. A little child shall lead them. And I say, and where's the Amtrak, baby? They say, Isaiah 11 and 6. I go, praise the Lord, because you have to know where the word is found. That talks about you. And as I teach them, I tell them the most important promise in the Bible that God has given them is Exodus 20 and 21. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which thy gift God giveth thee. And that's the first promise that the Lord gives children. They are precious to us.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I teach the children the same thing that Pastor Bird, Dr. Bird, teaches me. And he has begun to teach us about the nine types of prayer. We've already given you one and two, three and four. So today it will be five and six. And five says, the prayer of thanksgiving, which means encouragement to the believer.
Amen.
And helps to build up your confidence in God. Glorify his name. And number six says, the prayer of casting your care. Oh, we had to use that today. Knowing that God will sustain you. He will never let you fall. Resist temptation. That means do not worry and do not doubt. These are two more of the nine gifts of prayer. We'll add to the ones that I will give out to you today. You should have one and two, three and four, and today I'll be giving out five and six. So proud of our children because these hands are all different shapes, okay? The children got a Bible, okay? A little child shall lead them, all right? But we praise and thank God because they have activity and they make items to pass out to the congregation. And also I like to piggyback on the fundraiser that the Good News Youth Club is having. We teach them the word of God. We say the word of God. Why not give out the word of God? So our fundraiser is the word of God in a bracelet. A lot of kids are wearing bracelets now, whatever. I said, that's interesting. We should put the word of God on there. And I've begun to give them out to supermarkets. Some men who are driving the MTA sit there at the seat. I'm not going to win and go, sir, he looks like a man of God. The whole time I'm talking, I'm sliding the bracelet on his arm. I said, this is a gift to you from the Lord. And I said, find any lead you can to let them know that Jesus loves you. And like Sister Peaches often said, you can match him up with your outfit. You know how we like to be coordinated. So you can do that with the word of God. But most important, the word of God is true. And all you've got to do is look on your wrist to remind you. Those who are working in the store, I said, when you have a little break or things are going wrong in the store or what have you, just look at your wrist. Read the word of God. Let it mean something to you. And sometimes when I've gone in different places, people hold up their arm. I got my bracelet. I got my word. And it feels so good. I don't remember them people, but they remember me because I gave them the word of God. Because I hit and run, okay? But I praise and thank God that we have this opportunity to spread the word of God in our living, in our speaking, in our actions. And now we can give the gift of the word of God. Is not Jesus Christ a gift unto us?
Amen.
A gift of love. So we are just like he pours into us so that we can pour into others. So as you go and flow, get the word of God. God will not be mad. In fact, you put a smile on his face. Remember our children, they're special. They're getting ready to go back to school. Pray over them, cover them. The one gift you can start them off this year is with the prayer in the home. Anoint them. Add to it. Speak kind words to them. Let them know that they're not alone, that you love them, that Jesus Christ loves them best. Let them put those wristbands on their arms to let them be reminded that Jesus loves you too. If you love them, you pray for them because love is an active word. So act like you love those babies. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, you have a couple more minutes because I have to come to the time. Yes, you can.
I'm going to pray for the children. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray to thank you.
Thank you.
That you have blessed us this day.
Yes.
And each family, Lord, we have children, whether they are of blood or of love, they have come from you.
Yes.
And we take the stand to hold up the blood-stained banner for you. We cover them, Lord Jesus, with your word, oh God. I don't care if they say it's boring or if it's out of date. Jesus Christ and his love is never out of date. So we must let them know that they are important to the kingdom of God. God made a space just for them. And have your children come around and pray. Sometimes when you're not feeling well, say, little daddy, come and pray for mommy. I got this going on. Let them know this is real life, and who you go to, they won't go to as well. Okay, live the life before them, and sometimes they'll keep you in line because they will remind you of the word of God. They are precious to us. They're only on loan for us for a short period of time. Don't let God ask you, what did you do with those children? Don't tell me it was out of fashion or you didn't have time. Take the time to love. Take the time to plant a seed of God's word. If you plant a seed, it will grow up and be a tree and give shade to all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a hand, Christ. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes.
Now, hallelujah. Numbers 23:19. God, you're not a man that you should lie, neither the Son of Man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
What opportunity. And again, Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, Lord, but it will accomplish.
Thank you.
It will prosper.
Amen.
And what you would say, we thank you for your word on today, Lord.
Thank you.
There's one thing you put above yourself, Lord. Y'all just meditate on this. And that's his word. His word.
Yeah.
Psalms 138:2 says so. What do you mean? Come for a second. On the same night. In which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. He took the bread. And we ask him to thank
you.
We thank you again, Lord. He broke it. And he said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Lord,
thank you, Lord, for healing already, Lord. Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. 1 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children. Hallelujah. We can say this together. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am your child. That we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for my healing today. We thank you, Lord, for healing today, Lord. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 46. God, you said. God, you said. Bring me in remembrance.
Not every time.
And let's plead together that you may be justified. And we're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. Father God, you said. God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt and other worlds will overtake you. They may come knocking at your door, but they won't overtake you when I see the blood. We thank the Lord for seeing the blood today. We thank the Lord for that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes, our faux pas and failures, our dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ only covers us as we sleep. As we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. But don't give us Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a northwest, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every celibate, hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell of the hex of the next thing. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, sevens, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes the north say, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tied. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. And because of who he is, and because of who we are, and whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family, in our bonus family, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Romans 4:17. God, stop calling my voice. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, a lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. Now to him was able to keep us from falling, and present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25. At this time, Pastor Peter.
Oh, yeah.
What time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Peter. Woo-hoo.
Well, blessed be God. But who could them at those
lives?
I thank God for an awesome woman of
yes,
God.
Hallelujah.
A Holy Ghost filled, concocting, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word. None other than my bonus sister.
Hallelujah.
A sister which I have known all her life. Because I'm older than she is. Glory to God. Some folks say I'm way older than she is. I ain't going to go there, okay? But I put it this way. I was half before she came.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And her mother and my mother were the first members in Dallasville Temple. Well, it was St. James at the time.
Amen.
So the family, we've known each other for a long time.
Amen.
I was getting ready to say a long, long time. But I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to say I've known her for a minute.
Thank you, Jesus.
And she has been a dynamo in God's kingdom.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
When she gets up in the morning, the devil says, oh, Lord, she's up. She takes his head, rubs his brow, goes in the corner, puts his thumb in his mouth, and just...
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. She has been like the energizer bunny.
Amen.
Sometimes she gets a licking, but she keeps on ticking. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
But I tell you, it's an honor
Amen.
And a pleasure.
Amen.
To present to some and introduce to others, even in Radio Land, even in Germany and the Philippines or wherever
Amen.
You're listening to this broadcast.
Amen.
None other than Pastor Viola Wright.
Hallelujah.
Let the church say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, let it all lead me. Yes, the Lord. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He has done great things.
Oh, yes, he has.
He has done great things.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we give you honor, we praise you today for this presence, for being able to come to this household of faith, oh God. We ask, oh God, that your word is with the clay. Give me what to say, oh God. You know what these people need in the name of Jesus. Confound any thought that will not bring glory to your name in the name of Jesus. God, we're just so grateful to you for this open door, for this household of faith, for this powerful vision that this house has in the name of Jesus. for those under the sound of my voice, oh God. Let the word dwell on your heart, oh God, that you send out against it. Let something change, oh God. Let us move up to where you would have us to be in your word. In these times of trying times when so many are turning their back on God, so many are saying, what's the use? I don't want to be bothered anymore. God, if ever was a time where we need to draw close to you, God, it is now. In the name of Jesus, draw us close to you, Lord. And let us make the decision to be drawn close to God. Let nothing happen that will draw us close, but let us on our own become closer to the Lord. Oh, God, and reflect your image. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
I give honor to God ahead of my life. I praise God for this opportunity. Thank God for just being back here at the Potter's House.
Yes.
I thank God. I didn't let the members of our church know in time they had made other plans, and so we still came anyway. I thank God for honor to Dr. Bird and my sister, my biological sister, next to the baby sister, Pastor Willa Mae Bird. I praise God for the powerful vision that this church has. I marvel at the things that Dr. Bird is doing and the things that you all are speaking. And you speak it by faith until you see it. So when you see it, we will rejoice in it. If you don't know, you have spoken it or not.
Amen.
I praise God for my husband being here with me for this October for 43 years. Ain't doing no tipping and no tipping on the outside.
Amen.
43, almost 43 years. I thank God for my baby daughter, Felisa, being here with me. For an overflow of Lachelle's ministry. She gave us a nephew and we didn't know him.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Nephews out of wherever. But I praise God. And then my other nephew, which is my husband's biological nephew, all the way from California, who's in the Navy. We lost our Michael Wright. He flew in because of the organs that we lost at my mother's church. Orgy had been there over 60 years playing for that church, started playing for the choir, and she wasn't even 10 years old. I mean, and her service was such a powerful service on Friday. I mean, those who were there, I mean, it was just a witness to the character. I think about our former bishop and his wife. They didn't legally adopt her, but they took her from her mother and raised her, and she made them proud. She's getting her master's degree, PhD, and another doctor of divinity, another master's something of communication, and then she treated the people at Howard University, her students, were so entrenched with her character that even when on her last days and she couldn't do anything for herself, the students would come to the house and did everything for her. In fact, it was one of her students that took her to the hospital when she passed. I mean, the student was just blown away because she just took her for a visit. And when he took her in the back, just that quick, God took her. And it was mind-blowing. Needless to say, it was mind-blowing. And all of us have been affected by this young lady's going home to be with the Lord. But after from the body, we know she is definitely present with the Lord. I praise God for everybody that's here. Thank God for this opportunity. And I'm not going to be reporting too long. I had gone to the doctor and said that I had a fracture, a piece of bone on my knee, and I don't know what's going on, but something has happened there. I'm going to have to go and see about it. But anyway, I just praise God for being here. I looked at the teachers were saying, the meal that heals, and I'm looking for a healing. Coming over here, I'm picking up the spirit that Dr. Bird and teachers have. You say it till you see it.
Hallelujah.
And you say it based on your faith in God's word. It's not what you know, because we don't know enough. I don't know enough.
Hallelujah.
I praise God. I just want to speak shortly on a theme, unwavering faith in God. Now, this is something I'm not going to tell you all anything that you all haven't already heard. But Dr. Bird is a man of the word. Jesus is a woman of the word. So it might be mixed a different way, served a little differently. Maybe y'all served on bribery, and I only served today on crackers. Same word. I was thinking about having unwavering faith in God. When a young man begins to date a young lady today, he's seeking to know her.
he might ask himself questions like, can I trust her? Mm-hmm. Is this the type of mother I want for my children? Mm-hmm. Is she the type that stays in the mall when she gets a paycheck?
Mm-hmm.
Or does she pay bills? I mean, all that's to be considered.
Uh-huh.
I like the way she dresses today, but does she dress that way when I'm not around? Does she expose her body because someone says she looks sexy? Or with that outfit, it might be a little, if it was a little shorter, it would look better on you. People do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can wear your neckline a little bit lower. Your solo sleeves, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's sexy. This is what men talk. And so when a man is courting a woman, or a woman's courting a man, whatever way you want to look at it, they're asking themselves all these kinds of questions because they want to know them. And you don't know that person until you have gone out with them a few times, talked to them in conversation, thinking to them, see, where is their head? What are they thinking?
Mm-hmm.
All these questions, one gets answered when dating. As he gets closer to her and gets to know her, and without the ultimate act of marriage, and I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, but just on a friendly basis, you get to know this person. This is what Jesus wants us to do. Get close enough to him that we will know him. And when we know him, there's certain things we will do, and there's certain things that we will not do.
Oh, yeah.
There's certain things that will not even be a part of your character.
Yeah.
James 4:8 says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Okay, now how do we draw nigh to God? And one of the main ways you draw nigh to God is through prayer. It's through reading his word. And if you can get God's word in your spirit, it will affect your behavior. As you draw nigh to God, only then can you know what he'll do for you, and consequently have unwavering faith in his word.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's amazing how when you hear something in the street or in your home or on the phone, we believe it. Somebody can say something about somebody, and you know that person is not their character. We believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But when something is said about the Bible, I'm not sure that's true. We question it. We question
Amen.
It. Isn't it strange? Listen to this. I just want to read this to you. How difficult it is to learn a fact about God, to share with others, how easy it is to learn, understand, extend, and repeat gossip.
Mm.
How we believe everything that magazines and newspapers say, but we question the words in the Bible.
Mm.
How difficult and boring it is to read one chapter of the Bible, but how easy it is to read 100 pages of a popular novel.
Amen.
Well, stay up all night reading the book. It's gotten juicy. I got to see the
yep.
game. How a $20 bill seems like a large amount when you donate it to the church, but such a short amount when you go shop. In fact, you don't have enough. And all you got is $20. But the church didn't give you $20. Oh, wait a minute. That's just too much. I'll give him 10. I ain't giving 20. How endless an hour seems when we are serving God, but how short it is when we watch a baseball or basketball game for 60 minutes.
Mm.
Half an hour? That's just too much time to spend in church. How you can't find a word to say when you're praying, but you have no trouble thinking what to talk about with a friend.
Uh-huh.
How we need, isn't it strange how we need to know about an event or of a church 2 or 3 weeks before the day so we can include it in our agenda, but we can adjust it for other events in the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
They say, where do you say go? Tomorrow beach? Well, honey, I'll be ready in the morning. They didn't know nothing about it. Don't have money? Oh, I'll borrow from my girlfriend. But the church can't do it.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it strange how everyone wants front row tickets to concerts or games, but they do whatever is possible to sit on the last row of the church?
Yeah.
Isn't it strange how everyone wants a place in heaven, but they don't want to believe, to do, or say anything to get there?
Mm.
I don't understand it. My old buddy can be full of liquor and overdose of drugs, but if we get him at his funeral, oh, he's in a bad place, y'all. He's in a bad place. No good when that man dies, full of hell. Full of hell. anytime they don't want to make any decision to serve God here, why do you want to put them in heaven when they die? My son, when his best buddy passed, his father passed. The pastor, I never heard of this. The pastor said, y'all know that man brings a lot of hell. He's a number of drunk. And if he didn't get singing, say he's in hell today. Right now, he's in hell. Now, a lot of people won't do that. They just won't do that at a funeral. But this pastor had no problem saying this man wasn't worth a dime. He went straight to hell if he didn't get saved with that ass man. He was a number of drunk. Isn't it strange how we send jokes and emails and texts and they're forwarded right away? Forwarded. Hit the button, click. When you're going to send messages about God, we think about it twice before we share with others. You don't want to send that. I don't think they want to hear that. They went to church today. They don't want to hear what I got to say about the Lord. Mm. But yet, if it's garbage and junk, we send it without a second thought. Mm. Isn't it strange?
Yeah.
It's sad. But God wants us to know him.
Amen.
And when we get to know God, when we just have that unwavering faith, that faith that will move a mountain.
Yes.
That faith will cause you to hold on when everything natural seems to fall away. I bought a new car about a month ago, and I told nobody but my daughter. I said, to leave with me now, son. I need a new car. I had no money, no nothing. I ain't said. And then the devil walked up and said, how you gonna get a new car? You ain't got nothing. I just had to keep confessing it out of my mouth. Because it wasn't predicated on what I had. It was predicated on the God I served. That's who I was asking for a new car. And see, you know how to do it. Faith is walking, believing, when you don't see nothing.
Amen.
And
God
is wanting that unquestioning, that unwavering faith in you and his word.
Yes.
And he said it, don't worry about it. I can say I'm coming, and something can happen before I get there. I don't make it. But if God thinks something shall, he shoots no blanks. Every shell is filled. Every shell God says is going to happen, guess what? It happens.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're living in turbulent times and full of trouble, chaos, and the like. We need to be under the blood of Jesus and doing the will of God in our life, having his will being manifested in our life. Despite what's going on, we can always look to God, our Father, for comfort. We can't afford to take chances with our life, thinking that we know how to handle anything without the leading of the Lord. You hear people say, oh, I got this. I got this. Guess what? Honey, you need God to help you. You need to, because sometimes when you've got this, the road that you've got this on may not be the road that God wants you to take today. Because there's steps down that road, God puts you on another road. But no, I got this. And we just go right on and meet destruction. Because we won't listen. We walk out of the leading of the Lord. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I was telling my sister, and I want to know that what I do, it's God's will. And I was like, Lord, how do I know it's your will? How do I know you're telling me to do this? Well, the Lord comforted me with this thought. When you're saved, you're sanctified, you're living all you know for God. It's not the devil that puts the thought in your spirit. He ain't going to tell you to get up and groceries, you. Your baby sister needs food. He don't tell you to do that. I'll go take $50 and give it to brother so-and-so. They got a bill to pay. The devil's not going to tell you to do that.
Amen.
So that's the comfort that I got. So when the thought comes in my spirit, I know it's God.
Thank
because
you.
I am the called according to his purpose. Satan ain't dwelling up in here. Somehow I got to tell the rapper, shut up.
Amen.
And at one time, I don't like to use that terminology when I deal with people. But when you talk to the devil, I ain't going to cuss him. I'm going to tell the devil, shut up.
Yes.
And then put word behind it. Don't just shut him up. Put word behind it.
Yes.
That shuts him up.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can't really shut him up. But the word can shut him up.
Yes.
That's what he's trying to do.
Yes.
And we look over at Psalm 91. I'm reading from the New International Version. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Now, when you're dwelling in God, he says you're going to rest in the shadow of the Almighty. That's comforting to know that God is going to take care of you. You are resting in his shadow.
Hallelujah.
I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the foul snare
and from the deadly pestilence. I'm sure most of you have heard there's a new virus that's on the rise. It's more deadly than the other one. People already are not coming to church. If they hear about this, they're going to probably nail the curtain to the wall, nothing will come in the crack. Nothing. Nail, shut the curtain, the window down real hard. I get some fear put around the window because they scared. You have to fear. God's going to take care of you.
Thank you.
You are the called according to the purpose of God. He said, dwell in the secret place of the Most High. The Lord has promised you protection. He said he would deliver you from the deadly pestilence. It ain't going to come nigh your dwelling.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Now, on the other hand,
Amen.
If you see something and a crowded situation and one that's not calling you no way, you're just going over to be nosy, you don't have to go there.
Amen.
Because people have colds and what have you. Not necessarily they have a disease. You may have colds or flus or what have you. You can stay away from that. But if you are in a situation that's beyond your control, God has promised you, he's going to take care of you. And you have to believe that. If you don't, you'll release your prison. I'm telling you, you'll release the prison. Surely he will save you from the fallow snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers and under his wings. You will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart.
Yes.
He's going to be faithful to us. But are we going to be faithful to him?
Amen.
Are we just going to trust him because that's what he said?
Yes.
Or are we going to sit up and go, wait a minute. Now, I don't question. This Timothy, I'll sit down without a second thought. But if something about God, wait a minute. Hold on. We might have to go down back up and ask for this one. I need to know, is this really God telling us?
Oh, my God.
Why do we have to go through all of that? When you are the call according to the purpose of God, do what God wants you to do.
Hallelujah.
He will show you the way that you should go.
Yes.
This is just a fringe benefit of unwavering faith in God.
Hallelujah.
Let me look over at Psalm 23. A very familiar psalm, one that all of us know by heart.
Amen.
But it's one that, to me, is very comforting.
Uh-huh.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
I shall not want. Okay, want what? Whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
He said, in Mark 11, chapter 24, 11, 24, he lets them know, ask, and he's going to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is you need, he is going to give you.
Mm-hmm.
He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters.
Mm-hmm.
He restores my soul. Nothing things going to happen, but God said, I'm going to restore you.
Mm-hmm.
And you may be a little raggedy now, a little thin right now, a little lukewarm, but I'm going to give you back what you lost and deal with that situation.
Hallelujah.
He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yes.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. With all the deaths, last week I had three funerals who attend. And I'm going to be honest with you. I hate to admit it. I had to pray by the weekend, God, remove the fear of death off of me. Because Lord, am I next? It's something just gripped me. And that was the flesh talking. I said, Lord, remove it. Take the fear of death away from me. I don't have no reason to fear death. Because the goal for me to die is heaven's day. Earth is a wife or lose a good wife. A good don't die. He wants to do it all by himself. And I don't wish that on him. But heaven will gain. Honey, I will stop my wings and fly away. I mean, my mother so sweet. When mama got, well, I went to bed that night, the chariot rolled in my mother's room. She jumped on that thing and I got out of here so fast. I went in that next morning. Mama was gone. I don't swing down to the chariot. Let me ride. She didn't ask no permission. She got up out of here. And that's how it's going to be. That's exactly how it's going to be. Nate, you may walk to the valley and shout up death. You ain't got to fear nothing.
Hallelujah.
Fear is of the devil. And when you find yourself fearing, know that Satan is in it. It's not something of God.
Amen.
He doesn't want to fear. He has perfected us in him.
Yes.
And
yes.
There is no fear in God.
Amen.
No matter what happens, we can go in confidence and accomplish whatever is before you.
Amen.
So I'm very pathetic before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. We think these churches are taking and spreading in the presence of the enemy. Sometimes people will do you wrong. Living, being saved does not exempt us from trouble. I tell you,
Amen.
If I could tell you what somebody got belonging to me right now, it was blessed as I had it. They got it and they won't give it up. But I have to keep loving them.
Amen.
I have to keep on, Lord, please help me to be pleasing to you.
Amen.
I can't hold my malice in my heart.
Amen.
But it, I mean, it's ours.
Hallelujah.
It's mine. As our teacher, it's mine.
Hallelujah.
Peace knows it's mine.
Hallelujah.
But I can't get it. I've tried to take a course that failed. I sent it to the register mail, that failed. I said, God, are you trying to tell me to turn this over to you? That's what I got out of this.
Mm-hmm.
I took the natural avenue, mm-hmm. and every door was shut. So I wrote in my journal. I said, Lord, as of today, I'm turning this over to you.
Mm-hmm.
If I get it, praise the Lord. If I don't get it, I'm going to be all right.
Right.
I'm going to move on anyway. And I have not missed a beat. Whatever I need, God has been supplying my needs. Now, Grant, I can pay some bills off if I have what they got. But then I don't got
Amen.
It.
Amen.
They have it. So I'm just going to move on. And like one lady said, even if you don't, if the person doesn't apologize to you, what are you going to do? You have to love them anyway.
Amen.
You can't allow
hurt
in them to cause hurt to jump up in your heart.
That's right.
Mm. You know what? When you don't like somebody, you're drinking poison, but you're looking for them to die.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
It don't happen.
Amen.
When you don't like them, you are separating yourself. I said, Lord, if there be anything. Now, you know the song they used to sing in church, if you find anything that shouldn't be, just take it out. No, just change the word. All that you find that shouldn't be. Because sometimes things are there, we don't even know it's there.
Amen.
Sometimes attitudes are there or ways are there, we don't even know it's there.
Amen.
Somebody come by you and they give a sweet tooth, don't touch me. What did I do, baby? Why act like that? They holding something that happened last year, year before, 2 years ago, whatever. They won't let it go. But you got to love them anyhow.
Amen.
Love them anyway. Because if you don't, you will allow that thing to separate your soul from God. Is there anybody worth your soul?
No.
No. There is no one walking the face of this earth worth you losing your soul behind. I live by that code. Yes, I feel like God has given me to get the reconciliation. I really do.
Yeah.
I've had some things that happened to me that really hurt. But, honey, you can't beat me loving you. I'll love the devil right out of you. I'm serious. I'm going to love you no matter what you do to me. I'm going to love you. I'm not going to allow that malice and that deceit and that hate to take up its abode in my heart.
Right.
You wonder why you're hurting. You wonder why your heart's hurting. You wonder why you got ulcerated stomach. Wonder why you got migraine headache. Get rid of that malice in your heart. You'd be surprised how well you'll feel.
Mm-hmm.
Those things break the natural body down.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize it, but your natural body will begin to break down when you don't let go of the malice and the negative stuff that folks can do to you in your heart. Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. When we look at Psalms 23, that's just some of the fringe benefits of having that unwavering faith. When you believe God will do it, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Whatever it is, tell it to God. And you know, saints, sometimes, I hate to say it, you can talk to a brother or sister in the body of Christ, quote unquote, we call the body of Christ. And they say, honey, I don't know why you doing all that. Why are you saying that? Let me take what happened to me. Huh? Don't want to hear it. Sorry, if your God said, baby, you better try mine. God, demonic lies.
Well,
you cannot listen to everything people say.
Amen.
You cannot listen to everything people say.
Amen.
Some people, they mean well. They really mean well. But they don't believe God. There was a story on last night that my husband was looking at, and I saw part of it. And the young man, I think it was like in a foster home, and his foster mother believed the Lord. But her pastor did not believe God like she did.
Mm.
The child, he went over to like a little sleepover with his buddy. And they were in the same church. And he went out on the lake. And the lake was frozen. But it cracked and he fell through.
Mm.
Well, the boys fell through. They rescued the other ones. They got out of there. But this particular young man stayed in there 15 minutes.
Mm.
When they got him, needless to say, basically he was really dead.
Mm.
They worked on him 45 minutes. Tried to bring him back to life. And the husband said he couldn't stand to see him like that, so he was down the hall in the hospital. But when the wife got there, she ran, the mother went, she went in the room, and she began to cry and wail. She said, God, give me back my child. Mama prayed.
Yeah.
She said, God, the doctor took his gloves off, the nurse took his gloves off, they walked out of the room. They were standing right outside the room.
Mm.
They
let her go in, have her moment with him. He was hooked up to everything. But Mama said, God, Jesus, give me that a child.
Hallelujah.
After a while, the EKG said, and said, oh, got a heartbeat, got a heartbeat. It ran back in there. They said, you're safe. You really can't promise you anything. But that young man made a complete recovery.
Hallelujah.
Nothing but the power of God. You got to have unwavering faith even in the face of what looks like no hope. What looks like no hope at all.
Mm.
Natural science says we did all we can do. What if I miss you CPR? That's more than enough time.
Mm.
If the heart was going to come back, it's going to come back. But this woman wasn't to believe it or the doctor. She called on Jesus. And honey, Jesus sat in the steps because she had undying faith. She had unwavering faith that God could do it. God stepped up in there, hit that machine, and touched that boy's body. That heart began to beat again. There was no heartbeat. And they told her, because when the doctor told her, we told her, she said, and what are you saying? And what do you mean? She wasn't taking no
pressure.
She wasn't taking no pressure. She got in there, she started crying. But through her tears, she said, she talked to God. The Lord, give me back my child. Give me back my son.
Yes.
And I was, God did just that. The machine, I looked at the machine, Lord, every time did something to me. The heart started ticking again.
Hallelujah.
And the doctors and the nurses, and they're surprised, and yet they're not surprised. Because they said they had had cases where, after a while, the person began to move again when all life was, no life was there at all. But this woman held on to God. But even though you may walk through the valley of the shadow of death and feel like ain't nothing happening, ain't no hope here, yes it is. Yes it is. You know how you see a tree stump? The tree is cut down. You see a little green piece come out the trunk. There's life in the trunk.
Amen.
There's life in that trunk.
Yeah.
Leave it there longer, you will see something else stick out the side of that trunk. Something's going to stick out the other side of that trunk. That's all going to be green all over the place.
Amen.
Where you thought the whole thing was dead. God can bring it back to life.
Amen.
Be encouraged. Be encouraged. I have unwavering faith, no matter what it is that you're believing God for, no matter what it looks like. Get your eyes off of the natural situation and turn your mind toward God. Turn your plate down. Say, Lord, I'm eating breakfast with you today. I'm looking for you to do something for me because I can't do this by myself. If you don't do it, God ain't going to be done. The focus is all it can do. And right now, I can't talk to nobody. I don't even know anybody who I can talk to. Sometimes, I don't mean to harm that buddy at church, that preacher on the staff. They don't know what to say to you. Somehow, what they say will kill the flame of what you believe in God for.
Yeah.
I hate to say this, but some people are like that. That's why they start talking native. Excuse me, hold up. I cannot hear. You can't paint that season, the soul of my soul. I'm sorry. You can't paint it.
Because
if you paint it, I might start believing it and thinking it and marinating it when I get home. No, I can't marinate that. That's it works. But I believe God is going to make a way and open the door. I remember some years ago, Pete had a full girl straight, the girls by herself. And she would set them girls, I mean, she taught them girls faith. Food was slim to none. They set the table, and honey, they set a grape. She didn't know nothing. Went to the door, somebody was in the car, gone on the street. Groceries on the set. But faith bought it there. She didn't see it. She ain't had the money.
Thank you,
this was over 20 years ago. She didn't know how it was like, but God made a way.
Amen.
That's faith in action.
Hallelujah.
When you don't see it, how it's going to take place, believe God will make a way.
Amen.
He will touch them out and talk.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to say this, I'm going to sit down. When I was home, taking care of my daughter, I quit my government job, and I was a full-time housewife, and I was buying this piano from my girlfriend's mother, and she was taking $50 a month. I didn't have much money. And she told me the last payment, she said, if I want the whole thing, $100. I said, now, Lord, I ain't got it. This is on a Wednesday. I told God, I didn't even call him on the job, tell him nothing, because he was doing the best he could. He ain't had no extra $100, so I knew he didn't, right? I wasn't trying. I said, Lord, I need $100 by the end of this month. And this was on a Wednesday. Wednesday the following was the end of the month. Let me tell you something. We got a knock on the door. We had gone out of town that Friday for
fellowship is with Yahweh. And we were speaking late. Well, do you expect him out? I said, no. It was our pastor. He said he was on his way to do something. And the Lord said, take the right, this money. That man walked in my house. He put $150 money order on the table for me, $150 money order on the table for my husband. He put $30 cash for me and $30 cash for my husband. And I wasn't sure I was on the way to church that day, that Saturday. I said, honey, do you not know I prayed and asked you for the money Wednesday? I had no clue, had no inkling how it was going to be tough, that money was going to come. And he had gone to send the money. Up to the pastor was going to, I was going to have bills, he was going somewhere. He said, the Lord said, turn around and go back to the right house. He came in my living room that morning, got us out of bed, and put some money on the table. More than what I'd asked for.
Hallelujah.
I just asked God for it 3 days earlier than this. Well, I had $100 to pay my girlfriend for her piano, her mother. I had some little extra tithes and offerings. Pay that too. And a little extra spend. Look at God. You ought to do it. All he does, and it seems like sometimes nothing's happening. Yeah. All you do is live and save those, ain't a whole lot of taking place. And as this Easter past, one of the seven last words at my bishop's church, and he was commending everybody for how they spoke to how the Lord Jesus. And when he got to me, he said, this is the right Lord told me to give you something, but he wouldn't say what it was in front of people. And when he came over to me, he said, what's your cash at? He said, God told me to give you $500. And what? And Detroit Women's Convention, which is going to take place in May, the red card to go to the convention is $500. But literally, I know it had gone up. It was like $595. But he gave me, he said, some of the red cards. I was just on the phone trying to get my red card this week. So there was my $500. I was explaining to another brother who's a pastor in another state. And I said, Bishop, this is for me. I said, I didn't know it. I said, all I got to do, man, is take $100. And my card is paid. Well, he said, no, you're not. I'm not going to tell you that. He sent me not $100. He said, $145. I said, look at God. And then I'm in the church. I brought him to the light, to the light. He handed me a check for $300. That was my plane ticket.
Wow. Glory to God.
And it was, woo! If anybody had told me that would happen, I wouldn't have believed it.
Oh, Lord, it was a
shocking.
Hallelujah.
The Lord gave me, he pays my red card, which covers your room, your board, your room at the hotel when you get to Orlando. I say, never, never, after I pay for that, I can buy a soda and a hot dog. I'm telling you, God, more than I need,
yes.
More than enough. If we just be needed, just tell.
Yes.
I don't care what it
is.
Just God. He was unwavering, unshakable, unconditional faith. That no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, keep your faith enough to God. I don't see it. I don't know how it's going to happen. But Lord, I give it to you. Give it to God. He's the one that's going to fix it. You can't fix it. Give it to the Lord. Father God, let's pray. In the name of Jesus, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I forgot what you told me to do. God, help us, oh God. Those of us who are weak in our faith, God, strengthen us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Comfort with your blood. You know the petitions that we already have before you. You know the things that's needed to make life complete. God, you're able to furnish the needs, supply what's needed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the faith not waver at all. Lord, let us stand on your word. If your word said it, you are going to perform it because you are not a God that would lie. In the name of Jesus, help us to hide your word in our heart that we should not against thee. In the name of Jesus, come us with your blood, Lord. Order our steps on a daily basis. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Thank God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Awesome God, awesome God. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful
Jesus.
Thank you.